I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and Press-On falsies.
I'm really having a fun time.
Can I tell you, before I came on here, I was really quite worried. In fact, the first
thing... Why were you worried?
Because I'm not posh.
Francis really hates not posh people.
When I'm one of those people, like when I'm in a room full of posh people, I totally like prang out because...
Why?
Posh people do not like Glasgow accents. So like usually I'm just like have this... like, I mean, I have verbal diarrhea anyway, like in general life. I mean, I made a career out of it, let's be honest. But in a room full of posh people, I like really freak out because...
No, listen.
No understanding of what it was.
Firstly,
like to be posh.
Can I?
How are you in a room full of Glaswegians?
Well, I really freak out. Just shoot them all.
Like orphans.
I'm half Scottish.
I know this.
Yeah, I told you this, haven't
I? That's where Lane comes from.
Yeah, that's where Lane comes from. And my ring that I have on my finger is a Scotsman in a bog.
See, this is what I mean. We don't have rings.
Yes, you do.
Not really Scottish.
Well, I have a ring and I'm half Scottish.
We have kilts.
Oh, I have a kilt.
Tartans. What's your tartan?
Grant.
Oh, nice. Grant tartan's actually really lovely.
Look at that. We're bonding over
Freeze.
Tartans.
Actually not a Scottish second name. It's German. It's Fryer. And then I think my mum's part of the family was like German refugees from the war. So they came over to England. Rather being Fryer, they called themselves Free. And there was only two J Freeze in the phone book growing up. So we would always get people phoning my mum thinking it was the other J Free.
God, do you remember phone
remember
books?
Remember phone books? Yeah,
phone
before
books.
Mobile phones.
Well, great. Hello, everyone. If you just tuned in, we are with Ariel Free and it's Private Parts Part 2 here.
I mean, I feel special that I've got a part two because only some people get a part two, right?
No, there's a bonus episode, but you get, of course you get the part two, 100%.
Oh, bonus episodes are just one long one, right?
Do you think so? But you were talking about the fact that you wrote diaries when you were younger and our whole podcast has been based around, well, we create diaries, right? That's how it kind of started. So why did you write diaries? What age did you start?
I think it was in high school. So I grew up in Stirling in primary school, but then I auditioned for the dance school. So then
you grew up with Ian Stirling?
In Stirling is a place where like the Battle of Bannockburn
happened.
You grew
up in Stirling? Grew up in Stirling.
I wish I'd said that to him when like, I met him. I grew up in Stirling.
In Stirling.
name drop there.
I was with him last night, actually, went to these awards, and he is a lovely man.
He's great.
I did his show recently
and he slagged me off so much, but he does it in the most kind way ever.
Yeah,
he's like he can basically totally bully you almost, but make it look like that sound like the loveliest thing ever.
He's
one funny guy.
He's a very funny guy. He's very lovely. And weirdly enough, when he walked in to the event, this broadcasting awards I was at last night, he came up to me and went, "Oh, hi, mate." It's so funny. He took his headphones out. He said, "I've just been listening to the Ed Gamble podcast of yours." And I just sent him a message this morning saying, "Would you like to come on the podcast?" He went, "Dude, are you kidding? Whenever I'm free, I'd bloody love to be a part of it."
Well, tell him to come on mine because he's just cancelled on me.
Oh.
You can't do every podcast.
No, he can't do every podcast.
It's because, do you know why he's just cancelled? Because he's
coming on yours instead.
Coming on our one instead. Wait, so you started writing diaries. So you were living in Stirling.
Yeah, so I think when I moved through to high school in Glasgow, I was like, "Oh, I'm going to start a diary." Because because it was really weird because half the girls in the dance school stayed in a residency because they audition people from all over the country, so they don't necessarily live in Glasgow. But my family moved through to Glasgow because my mum wanted my brother to go to high school there and my sister to go to primary school there. So I think I started writing then, but also it's at that time of your life, isn't it, when you just think like the whole world is against you and like you're
God,
like sexually awakening and like basically like there's like a race in Glasgow to lose your virginity as quickly as possible at high
at
school.
At like 10.
Yeah. Yeah. There was a girl.
I got like Luke, have sex at 10 and be pregnant at 14.
No, yeah, not pregnant. Thing. Like, no, I mean, a lot of people in my class are pregnant by 16. But not the dancers, because we just like looked after our bodies. But no,
but that's so weird. Just quickly on that point, it's so strange how, yeah, but boys have this as well. And I think, Francis, you can agree. When we were younger, yeah, yeah,
right.
Yeah, disagree. So I'm going to say in court.
You will agree.
In court.
Yeah. Orphans are awful.
In court, I'm going to say with Francis. If Francis agrees with me, whatever I say, Francis definitely agrees. But it's true that for some reason, there's this whole race to lose your virginity.
Yeah.
And it's a really bad thing. And not with, that's a huge generalization for sure.
But
you have a... First, it's a race, and if you're not having sex, you're then kind of ridiculed for not having sex, which is a bizarre way to
be. The opposite.
Completely.
Quite like for me, I lost my virginity at like.
Ridiculed for having sex.
Yeah. You freak. It's so gross. It's such a shameful thing.
When Francis, when Francis first ever watched porn, he was watching. He was like, "Why is that? Why is that baby's arm going into that guy's mouth?" And it was someone's
girl's mouth.
You weren't watching gay porn. No. And then he suddenly realized. Well, you tell the story, wasn't it? What happened?
What? No, you didn't realize it was a penis going in someone's mouth.
I was like 8 years old. I went over to my friend's house. And he was like, "Here, come watch this. I found this in my brother's room." And he put
he
in
said
this,
it more aggressive. "Here, come watch this."
He put this VHS in.
Oh, VHS. Niche.
And I was like, "What is going on here?" And I was watching it. And I was like, "What is that? Why is that baby's arm going in that woman's mouth? That's so weird." And then suddenly it dawned on me what was going on. Because I like saw the guy's legs. And I was like, "Oh, my God." So I was like, turn it off now. You shouldn't be watching this. And so I've never watched it since.
But Ariel, so you saying that... yeah, that was the first and only time ever.
Do you know what? I'm so shit at things like that, though, because, like, yeah, so I lost virginity quite young, but then I came down to, like...
Can we ask how old?
15.
Oh, that's not...
It was actually the day before my 16th birthday. I was like, I have to lose my virginity before I turn 16.
Jamie, you were 12,
like,
right?
But I was in a relationship. But but then I didn't really have sex after that for, like, years. And then even, like, when I first started dating, when I moved down to London... I was like one of those girls that would like date people and be like, "I'm not letting you have sex with me until I've dated you for at least 3 months." Whereas now, it's very much the opposite.
No, but it's true. But it's so funny how you say that. I completely agree with you, because what happens is, I think when you're younger, and again, this is a huge generalization, but when you're younger and it comes to sex, you want to get rid of it as quick as you can because you feel like you're fitting in.
I don't
want to
be a virgin anymore.
You're kind of frustrated. And then what happens is once you've had sex, you then go into this period where you're like, "No, I don't want to have sex with other people because, I don't want to notch things. I don't want to be a slut."
Did you have that?
I had that point where I was like, "God, I just can't do it anymore. I can't be a slut." And then what happens is then it reverses. And then you go, "You know what? Screw it." Like, because sex is the most natural thing in the world.
Yeah.
It shouldn't matter. As long as I'm going to have to do some health and safety here, but as long as you're wearing protection and being as safe as possible, you can have sex with as many people.
It's funny because, I think it also comes down to body confidence. Because I was in a dance school, like, you spend every day in front of a mirror. Like, I scrutinize my body more than anything. So, like, when I was like 19, 20, 21, I fucking hated my body. But I look back now and I'm like, I had a banging figure at that, an age. But then it was that thing of like, "Oh, I don't want to get naked in front of someone. And oh, I hate this bit. And I hate my arse. And I hate this." And whereas, like, now, like, in my 30s, I'm like, "Fuck this. Like, if you don't like what I've got, like, fuck it. You don't need to like it." Do you know what I mean? It's like a confidence thing. Like, I know what I like. I know what I look like. I think I look all right for my age.
You look great, man. You're banging.
But I think it's that confidence thing. And even between like relationships, I was never like slutty McSlut bags. But like, I think again, it was just like,
but do you know what? This is such a good thing for like confidence for young kids and people who are struggling with the sort of body confidence issues and things like that. And this is a great thing to talk about because everyone struggles with it. Everyone doesn't talk about it. And when you're at a certain age, especially going through your teens, God, you feel so insecure and so shit. What insecurities did you have growing up throughout your teen years? Because being a dancer, I suppose, it's all about ballerina. Well, it's all about your body, right?
I mean, my breasticles resemble two paracetamol and an ironing board, so that was basically the biggest problem that I had growing up.
Because you wanted to have boobies.
I wanted to have boobs, but I always had an arse. Like, I have a good arse, but then that came from dancing because I had I've got quite muscly legs. I hated my legs, and even to now, I still get a bit funny about it because I've got big calves, but it's because I started developing my muscles at 9 years. I overtrained my muscles from 9 years old onwards, but now means I've got really strong legs. So now I'm proud of the fact that my calves are chunky and muscly and whatnot. Whereas, I just hated I hated my arse naked. I just hated my whole body, if you were honest.
Tough though,
yeah,
right?
But I think it's because, like I said, I was a dancer, so I was always in a room full of girls who were really slender, who were training to we were always in leotards and tights. I could see every nook and cranny of my body in the mirror every day and to not obsess over that.
God, where is this dancing school? I'm going to learn to dance.
No, it's just dancers, but then actually what's great now
that
is
was so creepy of me the way I said that. Somebody said it and then realised that it wasn't that funny.
Do you
and
know what,
quite
though?
Creepy.
If you are a straight man in a dance school, you clean up.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You say that, but everyone said that to me about being at university. Said you're going to be the only straight guy in your drama class of 80 girls, and I didn't clean up. I almost
probably because you said things like that.
Everyone fancied the straight guy in my year. Everyone fancied him.
Really?
Yeah, and he pretty much had sex with most of them.
Really? Do you not come into the class next day and go, God, I just had sex with Rupert?
Is that his name?
Yeah, it's his name.
Rupert.
Yeah, well,
do you really love the name Rupert?
Yeah, I just think it's such a lovely name. But here, your dancing partner was called Rupert.
My Rupert, yeah.
Yeah, Rupert. And do you come back and go, Rupert, I had sex with Rupert last night, and then someone else would go, no, I had sex with Rupert the other night.
No, it's just everyone into the, you had parties, didn't you, every weekend, and someone would end up in bed with Rupert.
But also, this is the other question.
Is that his name, actually?
No, I'm not.
But I love it if his name. I reckon his name is Rupert Singleton. Rupert Singleton.
Rupert Singleman.
Yeah. It's gonna roll call Ariel Free here. Rupert Singleton.
Rupert Singleton did actually woo me because he was really strong. And what you want from a dance partner when they're lifting you up is someone who can really lift you up.
Yeah. Is that how you would flirt in the classes? Would you go up to them and say, hey, can you lift me today?
What you always wanted to happen is when it came to pas de deux or a partner dance, you'd always want Rupert to choose you because then you know that together you would look badass because he's the strongest boy in the class. And then you'd do the routine and then you'd win. I mean, I won an exchange to Australian Ballet School because there was only two boys in my dance school in high school, one of which was quite weak and one of which was really strong. And so I was like, I'm going to get with him because I know that if we do the pas de deux together, we're going to win this competition. And we won the competition. I got to train in Australian Ballet School for 8 weeks.
But also what is so interesting as well is that you, and I suppose this is right, but perhaps I'm just pre-guessing, you had to make a moment in your life or take a moment in your life where you suddenly had to just go, right, I don't want to follow this road anymore.
And dancing.
Yeah.
It didn't actually really happen like that because I was always really into music and I idolized people like Joe Wiley and I always wanted to be Zoe Ball. I wanted to wake up the nation chatting shit to everyone and talking about music that I loved. And I kept looking at radio production courses and was I was trying to find ways to get in and I'd just gone, if anything, I've gone the longest route to get to what I wanted to actually do. Dancing came, I basically started doing Saturday dancing classes and then the next thing I'm in Scottish Ballet Junior Associates and then the next thing I'm in Dance School Scotland and then the next thing. It kind of just all happened. It wasn't a huge ambition of mine to be the number one dancer in the world. It's just I happened to be good at it and I found that was my path. So then when I was always desperate to interview bands and talk about music and I couldn't play an instrument. If I could, I would have been a singer in a rock band. That would be the
God.
Dream.
I honestly just think that's what I wish I had done.
Yeah, but I can't sing. I sound like fucking Dot Cotton after a night in the tiles when I sing. It is awful.
Yeah, I sound terrible when I sing. I will actually try and sing now. Okay, I'm going to actually try and... this is me
sing?
Actually... I'm going to sing Raise Me Up. Let's try
God,
that one.
Oh, God, why? That's so high.
I don't know.
Also, it's best. Come with something cooler. Come on.
Okay.
One way or another.
Yeah, yeah. Smile, Justin Bieber. I can do that. Is that cool? No, I'm going to do Raise Me Up. I'm going to. This is Jamie Lang trying to actually sing Raise Me Up. Oh God! You raise me up so high. can stand on mount. It's just terrible.
I'm the same. I'm not even going to attempt it.
You might be toneder.
No. You raise me. Oh my God, that was actually good. That was actually quite good.
I sing notes and then my voice just cuts out. I've got a nodulic pattern basically in my throat. I've had a camera down my throat.
Do you say that to when you pick up guys and like, hey, by the way, I have a neurologic pattern. Nodulictic.
No, because it's quite gross because there's weird like lumps in your vocal folds like turn up because you bash like you have like, yeah, your vocal folds like, am I going to give this lesson?
Yeah, you are.
So
Connor's going to take notes quickly. Hold on. Okay,
so your
go.
Vocal folds, the way they make noise is that they bang together when you push air through them. And nodules are like these like lumps that turn up. So like Julie Andrews famously had to get nodules taken out of her throat and then she couldn't sing again. Adele, I think, had like an addition. Like,
Adele's had that.
But if you have a nodulic pattern, it means they're not solid nodules. So like basically, if I after Glastonbury, for example, I have no voice because I'm just like, rah, 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 rah. I host a Glastonbury, so I host the Westlock stage, which means like 12 hours of like presenting, like constantly. Da, da, da. Mm. And then obviously I have all of the fun and then I sing along to bands and blah, blah. On Monday, I have no voice because I've just got so many nodules on my like vocal folds that there's just the air is just going through the folds rather than like actually hitting them together. So how did we get into this?
Well, no, it's because
I can't sing.
Yeah, you can't sing.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
But it's interesting with you. So, but you've got the gift of the gab. Like,
Do you think?
I think so. Yeah. But what's so great about that? What? Because I think I can talk as well. But I always get my fear is sometimes that my because I think my sort of USP, I suppose, is like sort of chatting.
Yeah.
My unique USP. Selling point is the fact that I can chat.
Are you trying to say you've got good chat?
My USP is that I'm a fake ginger. It's great.
Are you a fake ginger?
I'm not a real ginger.
No.
But
no,
the thing
it's
is,
like, yeah, it's like really mousy brown, but because I've had red hair for so long, people, I mean, actually, I'm
trying to fit in
this
Scotland.
Will probably get cut out of the podcast because people get, like, they get really pissed off when they find out I'm not a real redhead. My ex-boyfriend's dad, the day that he realised he heard that I wasn't a real
get
redhead,
out.
He was never the same to me ever again.
Wait, your ex-boyfriend's dad?
Yeah.
Because he was like, what? She's not a real
he
redhead?
He really liked me until that point, and then, like, our relationship
she's
just sat away from them.
I feel like that just was his excuse. I mean, like, what's so interesting, right, is that, so I feel like in chat, what are your fears that you have? What are your fears that, so I don't get nervous by putting me in like front of 100,000 people,
no.
But in things like that I can do. And when will I ever be in front of 100? My France and our next tour,
people.
We're gonna have 100,000 people. But I don't know.
I've been booed by 55,000 people before.
55?
Yeah.
She's not ginger.
I had to announce on stage at festival that Busta Rhymes wasn't going to turn up. But basically I had to go on stage and be like, we're really sorry to say, but Busta Rhymes is cancelled. And honestly, it was the worst moment. I've had two occasions where that's happened. So Busta Rhymes cancelled at Bestival and it was like a festival exclusive. So many people had bought tickets just to see him. And then at Glastonbury, the Westlock Station, it was the 50th anniversary of Toots and the Maytals performing at Glastonbury and they just decided not to turn up.
Oh my
and
God.
I was Muggins who had made everyone... So we had like... they were telling us that they were on site and that they were meant to be there. And then they basically were just, they were just lying. They weren't even on site. So we'd spent about 40 minutes, like me going to say, hey guys, going to be here soon. They're on site. We're getting them down. We've got the DJ in the corner, keeping you moving, keeping you grooving. It's all good. It's fine. This is going to be a moment. And then after 45 minutes of telling them that they're going to turn up and be like, I'm really sorry to say tits in the Maytals, I'm not going to make it to this year's Glastonbury. I had piss thrown at me. I had people like screaming at me. But
Lord.
I was like, Bergheim. You just have to smile and just be like, do you know what, guys?
This is like the Bergheim.
But you just have to be like, guys, this is not the Glastonbury race. So we're going to keep it going. We've got so-and-so coming on. Let's look forward to that. The Avalanches are making me. You just have to spin it, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I love that. But and I think that's amazing. Going up on stage and having to confront a crowd like that is intense. But
confront them?
Yeah.
Guys, I've got a bone to pick for you. Yes, all of you, every one of you.
Yeah, even you in the front row. Yeah. But what I suppose what I'm telling you, what are you scared of in life? Not like spies and things like that, but what do you fear in life? Or is that a really too deep a philosophical question?
I don't think
question?
It's too deep. My
he wants. Why are you trying to find all
that? Because I really revel in it. That's
my
right.
Biggest fear used to be, I used to care so much.
Because you're so confident,
much.
Right?
No, but this is the thing. I used to care so much that people thought about me. I constantly fretted, like, do they like me? Do they think I'm too much? And that was the biggest thing that always goes around in my head. Like, what about them? What about? And then, I don't know, there was just a point in my life that I was just like, I don't know how long I'm going to be here for. I've had, like, people really close to me, like, pass away and whatnot. And it gave me this philosophy of just, like, I don't know how long I'm going to be here for, and I just want to have a fucking great time whilst I'm here. If I die tomorrow, I've had the best time ever. I just think maybe I haven't saved enough of my pension, and maybe I haven't done this, but fuck it. Like, life is too short not to have a good time. And like, I think maybe people judge me for having a good time or like having too much fun and whatnot. But I think if you can like Instagram, for example, people get really lost in this, like, oh, it's too much and it makes me feel down and blah, blah. I purposely make sure that on my Instagram, all you will ever see is like fun and happiness. And yeah. It's not to say that's my life, but I just like, if like, me pissing around in a fat suit dressed as a turkey is going to make someone laugh that
funny,
morning, then
it.
It's great. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, on that note, you should go and check out Ariel on Instagram. It is very, very funny. But I think my point was to get like that was the fact that...
I don't know what I fear. Maybe losing family members. That's biggest fear.
No, but I think what's just interesting was just I was sort of getting to the point because you exude confidence, right? And so lots of people were thinking, God, how is she so confident? But the interesting thing is that you weren't that confident at all
times. I'm still not. Like, I think you process things quite, like, there's ways that you process things, isn't there? But I think it's an age thing. I think, and also just, I don't allow myself to sit in certain attitudes. Like, I'm a real kind of like, if things are not working for me or things are not great, like, at the moment, I'm quite quiet. And usually I'd really like fret about that and be like, oh my God, self-employed. Where's my next job? Blah, blah, blah. But now I'm like, well, actually, I'm going to enjoy it. I'm going to exercise loads. I'm going to look after myself. I'm going to eat really healthy. I'm going to catch up with friends that I generally can't catch up
with. Yeah, just enjoying yourself.
And then enjoy it. And then naturally, because that good energy comes out. I'm a big believer in like good energy. Like, putting out good energy brings good energy to you.
You're such a G. I love that. right, on that beautiful note.
Or
we're
just
have...
a fucking idiot.
No, it's beautiful. On that note, we're going to have, well, not have to have, but we're going to...
The answer of the week?
The answer to the question of the week.
Oh, what did you say again? 13?
So I said 16, but I also want to find out...
What did I say? 29?
Yeah.
I also want to find out if... Firstly, I'm going to find out if Eden is actually a island off Scotland. Let's see. So I'll type in Eden Island, Scotland. Here we go, Scotland. Let's have a look at this. Eden, the location is...
It's in the Hebrides, I thought.
It is. No, Eden was a TV show.
Yeah, and it got cancelled after the first month.
They stayed up there.
Yeah, they stayed up for the whole year, didn't they? To create, to start from scratch.
They didn't realise that it wasn't being...
Our cameraman was like telling us about it on Scramble because he did the first day like promo like videos for them, and he was like, it sounds amazing. They're going to create like a whole community from scratch, and like I was really into it like the first episode, and then they cancelled, but then they didn't tell anyone.
Yeah, because it was like Lord of the Flies, apparently.
Yeah,
turned into,
it got
savages.
Really dark, didn't it? Like they killed all the sheep and it was
intense. They killed
all
the
sheep. Would you do that?
Would I live on an island for a year?
No, would you go somewhere if you were given the opportunity to get rid of your phone, to get rid of like modern technology and go and start from scratch in the middle of nowhere to build a community and to build a home?
Yeah,
and to, like,
I'd do that.
Would you do it? I think I would.
I just don't think, I don't know.
Also, I'd miss music though. I'd have to start a band.
Music,
I'd have to start a band.
Oh my God, that would be great. Just playing it on the island.
Coconut drum set.
I mean, I don't think we have coconuts in Scotland, but fine.
Right, Francis, we need to have the answer, please.
The answer is 790.
Fucking knew it was massive.
Oh my lord.
Yeah, because if you look at that lovely map, you see all the wee tiny bits, don't you?
So
scattered around. Sorry. That was so an out of thought that I shouldn't have said out loud.
Yeah, if you look at that map, you got a little scattered around a little bit.
And some of them are actually not, some of them are actually pretty reasonable. I mean, you can pick up an island for like 100 grand.
Oh.
So reasonable.
Yeah. Well, for an island.
Yeah, for an island. Hey.
Should we make it like the next Necker Island? Yeah.
Do you know it's going to buy
your tits
it?
Off.
Yeah. Oh my God, it'd be terrible. It's freezing
it
all the time.
It gets flooded every, like, on an average just of once
eating
a month.
Iron Brew and toffee. Delicious,
like, don't tar us with that brush, babe.
Well,
okay?
I don't know.
Iron Brew.
Fine, I'll chuck in fudge as well.
Iron Brew and a hangover is a godsend.
But listen, dude, you're killing it, man. You're all over the place. You're and you deserve all the success because you're so lovely and wonderful. Go and check out her Instagram. If you're in print
Ariel,
works.
Do you know, no, yeah, no R.
No,
do you know how to spell my name now, Francis?
Oh, I know how to spell your name.
Go on then.
A-R-I-E-L-L-E.
Yeah.
R-F.
Referee. Thank you so much. What thank we like to do you. At the end of the podcast is leave our listeners with something inspirational.
For me?
Yep. From you, yeah.
We should really warn our guests about this.
Give us your secret. Secret sauce.
Give us your secret sauce.
Yeah. I don't know. What is
your, tell us the recipe to your secret Ariella Free secret sauce.
You've been quite...
Oh, God, you put me in the spot now. I don't have anything kind of like...
Yeah, you do. Yours is going
to
be...
Life's too short, so say yes to everything.
Ooh. Apart maybe not from everything. Heroin. Apart from... Do not say yes to heroin.
Don't say heroin and slap it before you strap it. No, strap it before you slap it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ariel Free, thank you so much. See you next week. Bye-bye. Yay.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.